Good morning, Stoke Newington Church family. The title of our midweek devotion is Why God Speaks. Today's scripture reading is taken from James 1 verse 23 to 25, the New International Version. It says, anyone who listens to the word and does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. God is very specific when he speaks. When he speaks from the pages of scriptures, he directly addresses issues in our lives. With that in mind, we will be looking at his three goals for communicating with us. Number one, comprehend the truth. God wants us to learn his way and principles, to recognize our own frailty and identify the needs of others, making truth applicable in our lives. He says in 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Number two, conform to the truth. Our lives are shaped by our belief systems. What we hold as true influence our thinking. In turn, how we think affects our character, conduct, and our conversations. God wants to mold us into Christ-likeness so that we may reflect his gospel to the world. Number three, communicate the truth. Every child is called to make disciples. In Matthew 28, verse 19, we must share the gospel by sharing God's truth with others. Christians are a light reflecting God's glory to the world. We shine brightly by being attentive to God's voice and following his will and being prepared to share the good news of Christ to others. Let's pray. Father, thank you that your desire is to speak to us every day, guiding us in spirit and truth to obey your word. Thank you that you are determined to mold us into Christ-likeness so that we may reflect your gospel to the world. Help us to go out and be your mouthpiece here on earth, telling others about you and your love for them. Let us realize that we need a Savior. Teach us to pray with expectant faith, with boldness, and with confidence. We thank you for answering our prayers, and help us to feel confident in knowing that we can hear your voice. We give you all the praise and glory that is due to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say amen.